While sitting in an Alaska Native Sisterhood meeting one night last year, Levy Brock, who is the Alaska Native Sisterhood president in Wrangell, was talking about putting up fish.
I realize how many of our people don't do that anymore, and I was very surprised.
With the help of Search, the group applied for a grant for Steps to a Healthier Southeast Alaska. Levy explains the details of the grant.
It was for a one-year grant to do traditional smoking of fish, moose meat, deer, identifying and using devil's club and different medicinal herbs that we have in our forest. So we're coming to the end of our grant in September. So we need to do our smoked fish and jams and jellies, and then we'll be done with the grant.
Fish is traditionally smoked in a cedar smokehouse with strings being used instead of metal.
John Martin has built a smokehouse that will accommodate everything that we will need. If he really has decided to let us utilize his smokehouse, then we will. But he hasn't totally committed himself to that yet.
Levy Brock says that one of the main items for the workshop is still missing at this point.
We don't have fish. I realize salmon is going to be hard to come by, but any kind of coho, sockeye that we can get, we'd really appreciate it. If you have fish and you don't want to donate it to the ANS, you want to bring your own fish, you can do that also.
The Alaska Native Sisterhood hosted something similar last year without the grant. They were given a moose by the Department of Fish and Game.
And we went through the process of butchering it and making hamburger roast, and then we jarred a lot of it, and we shared it with people in the community, and we shared it with all of our elders and the people that participated. And then we had a community dinner, and during Native Awareness Month, we fed all the elementary kids moose stew.
Although their grant will have run out by September, the ANS is on the list again this year to receive a moose from Fish and Game, and it will host the same workshop.
If we can get one, then we'll do the same thing. We'll just host a community dinner and have a good time.
These events are for anyone that is interested in learning the traditional way to smoke fish.
I'm hoping that when we start doing the smoked fish, we'll have a bigger turnout. And if we get another moose, I'm hoping more community people will participate, because a lot of them were just tribal members that participated with us, and it's open to the community.
The workshop will be in August, but the specific date remains to be determined by when and how much fish they receive. The grant is up in September, so they have to be finished with the workshop by then.
When we get enough fish, when we get started, we'll definitely put it on the radio and let people know the time, where we're going, and, you know, what to bring, and hopefully how long to be prepared to stay, because it really is an all-day, all-night process if you do it correctly. And bring your sleeping bag, because if we do it at John's, we're all going to spend the night there.
That was Levy Brock, the president of the Alaska Native Sisterhood in Wrangell, talking about the workshop they're hosting in August to learn the traditional way to smoke fish. Oh, and don't worry, John. I'm pretty sure Levy was joking about the sleeping bags. To donate fish or for more information on the workshop to learn the traditional way of smoking fish, call Levy Brock at 874-3185 or Marge Bird at 874-3575. This is Kelly Decker reporting for KSTK.